This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on Sirius XM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to Gallivant, yeah. Season 2, Episodes 9 and 10, Season Finale.
Yes.
We have so much to cover tonight. It is going to be a really fun show. I'm very excited. I am filling in for this final episode as your host. I am Blake McIver, filling in for Jackie B, who is at Disney World right now. So we can't feel too bad for her, because I'm a little bit jealous. Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited about talking about the show tonight. But so we send Jackie our love, and we miss her. Make sure you still tweet at her all of your Gallivant theories and things. She will be responding. And I am also joined by my very witty, smart, and beautiful co-host, Susanna. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at @Susanna_Kim. Find me on Instagram at @SusannaKim.
And Michelle.
Hello. You can find me on Twitter at @Michelle_Cullen.
Awesome. And I am at Blake McIver everywhere that you tweet and post and snap and all of that good thing.
All of the social things.
All right. So we've got two fabulous episodes to go over. There's so much to go over. Our two episode titles, Battle of the Three Armies and The One True King to Unite Them All. We were very sort of subdued with our episode titles for this finale. There were no puns. It was just straightforward. That wasn't an indicator of lack of humor in the episodes, because we had pun after joke after reference after Easter egg, and it was fantastic. We start Battle of the Three Armies with a fabulous, most earned reprise of the original Gallivant theme song, which is why we listened to it on the way into the show, with the Jester. Thoughts, ladies?
Oh, well done.
He had a whole song. It was there, and then you pan out, and the armies are listening.
And the applause cue was everything. Yeah, just acknowledging the fact that he has this huge audience on both sides.
It was epic. I was like, oh, so I'm not alone. Good. Because that was awesome. I love
that. And also, can we shout out to the Jester's, big high note at the end?
No,
just nailing that belt. And you know he had to sing it live, because now we know from Karen David that he actually had to do it every take.
Got the chops.
So, oh my gosh. Good on him.
Yes.
So we've got this conflict, and at the beginning of this episode, we've got just the two armies. We've got the Valencians fighting, and we've got the Hortensians fighting.
Yes.
And then we've got, Gallivant on his way with his zombie army. Zombzian. I like that. First of all, right off the bat, we knew where this episode was going, because Isabella's, I literally have written down, Izzy's dad says poopy caca.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so we're going there. Yeah, we're just going there.
Isabella,
Isabella gives a rousing war speech.
She does. This was very Lord of the Rings, these two episodes.
Yes.
Very Lord of the Rings.
And The Hobbit.
Yeah. I mean, talk about rallying the troops, even though all they have really is spatulas and
whisks.
I love the whisks.
Not use those. Not sure what you would do. I was thinking you could just pull those suckers out and do some poking damage, right?
Right?
Poke people. Right, there you go.
Seriously. Or maybe the other side of the whisk would do slightly more. You could bludgeon someone with it.
Maybe.
So Isabella gets everybody really fired up, except she doesn't believe it. She's not believing her own propaganda, because Isabella is a realist.
She is.
We have learned.
Yep.
We cut to, okay, so it cuts, there's a lot of quick cutting, so we're going to be jumping around in our recap tonight, but I'm going to try and go in order as possible. We cut to Richard being, like, super scared about this battle, which is sort of justified, because Roberta basically said, you're terrible and you're going to die.
Right. And so I'm going to go now.
So I'm peacing out, which I can't wait to get to all of that. But the most important thing for me is Tad Cooper.
Yes.
Is alive and well for the moment.
And then, of course, for a really quick second, I was like, oh, maybe he is going to be a dragon. You know, for a moment. And I was like, man, they made me feel so dumb.
I believed it. I really believed that there was just, I was still wanted my little poop.
Right,
just my little, like, puff of, like, a little lighter.
I thought it would happen.
Oh, well. It didn't happen in that moment.
Not then.
But also a great little self-referential moment there is, Richard going, oh, we're not doing our own stunts? Oh,
right, yeah.
Okay. All right. Cut to Wormwood, Gareth, and Madalena. Just the unhappiest of trios at the moment. Although I appreciated this because they're about to go into battle, and we cut to this elaborate VIP box that I can only liken to the medieval equivalent of, like, box seats at Staples Center. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, it was like I was waiting for the dessert cart to come by, except it was, like, there already set up in the back. And they just sort of, all three of them just sort of peace out. We're just, you know, that's why we're royal and royal warlord.
Right.
But it was just the three of them.
Just, yeah.
No other royalty. It was like, okay, we can do that. That's an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and poor Gareth wanted to be down in the dirt, and, you know.
Gareth's heart grows at least two sizes very quickly, because he goes right back down to the battle.
Yeah.
But I Madalena killed it in both of these episodes. Like, I just lived for her.
Yes!
And just so, her refusals to go with him just cracked me up. And it was a simple moment, but it just made me laugh. Which gets us to my, oh gosh, probably my favorite song of the two episodes, which is It's a Good Day to Die.
Yes.
Which, this anthem, this, I mean, it was very, they kind of already did the One Day More Les Mis thing. For me, this one was Do You Hear the People Sing, but it was like, Do You Hear the People Give Up?
Yeah. Kind of, though. It was quite the epic battle hymn that was just full of the harsh truth of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were going to go out, but they were going to go out big.
With a bang.
Yeah. Yep.
And good harmonies.
Yes.
If you're going to go out with good harmonies and good pitch. Mm-hmm. So we get the first part of this lovely song, which brings us to, we finally get back to Chef and Gwyn.
Yes, we do.
And good on us, because our prediction was pretty spot on. They didn't get very far, and they're living in what's basically a hut that they've stitched together.
Yeah. With a basement that was overground? Underground? I wasn't sure what was happening. They crawled down into something, but it seemed like they were still underground.
Yeah. Yes, yes. It was like a crawl space that never got finished.
That's effective.
Well, I mean, who knows? Maybe those Hortensian scorpions, you know, you have to elevate your home or something. I don't know. There could be desert creature. But I love them so much. And so the fact that we got to see their literally humble abode that is, unluckily, smack dab in the middle of the conflict. So out one window comes one army, out the other window comes the other. It was kind of fantastic.
It was. And then the third army was there at that point.
Right.
With the zombies. Because they just kept closing the shutters as they sang and then went down into their basement.
Crawl space.
Their little crawl space.
Oh, it was, it was pretty fantastic. And then somehow they were unscathed. I don't know why I expected in that moment that the armies would just crash in and implode the hut, but no, they just fought around it.
I was kind of hoping to see that.
That would be what would happen.
Right, in this world, we would expect the more ridiculous outcome.
Yeah.
Right.
So why would we expect civility or anything sensible?
Everyone's like, whoa, house.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Just, let's go around.
Like, they're going to call it a house. Whoa. Sticks put together.
That's a really generous term.
Right, yeah.
Shortly thereafter, Wormwood sees the sword of the one true king to unite them all. He doesn't realize that it's in Richard's hand yet. But he sees it, he knows what it is, and then Maddalena gives in to the she gives in. Mm-hmm. Thoughts? Thoughts on her finally receiving the doo-doo fully?
I wasn't surprised by it. That song lyrically confused me. It was beautifully done, but trying to follow it at first, I had to go back and watch it again and be like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do.
For me, it was like the bippity-boppity-boo.
It was. It was the evil bippity-boppity-boo. He's the anti-fairy godmother. Anti-godmother. Anti-godmother.
Anti-godmother.
Yeah, so that was, I mean, that just, it made me happy for all the wrong reasons. But in the midst of Maddalena's do-do, we finally get our Galabella reunion.
We do.
On the battlefield. Maybe not quite as romantic as we had intended originally for it to be. But first, she knocks the crap out of him before we get, which I did kind of love.
Yes. About 5 times, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. I think
just
you're right.
Happening.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. He was just like, can we finish this?
At the same time, was it Gareth and King Richard would also?
Yes. Yes. They were also bickering. Yes. And I do. I loved the Gareth King Richard sort of reunion tour of these two episodes, which was really fun. So my favorite line of this episode, randomly enough, was Maddalena, the end of the do-do pole business. She goes, "I can do magic. Big day."
Me too. I have the same one. I loved it.
So perfect.
Yes,
right?
This episode made me love her.
Totally.
Yes. And her being evil, I'm all about it. I don't want her to be good. I don't want to see her. She's just so funny.
Right.
Like, being evil, I can't wait to. I mean, hopefully, if we do get into the season, I would love to see her explore that. And just hilarity.
Yes.
Hilarity.
It was just so beautiful, so real. Because if I was practicing evil magic for the first time and I did it well, I would be like, woo!
Yeah, exactly. Big day.
Right.
Big day.
Big day.
Big day.
I'm gonna post this.
Oh, it made me laugh. So at this point in our battle story, we've finally retreated with all of our cast of characters back into Hortensia, in that lovely Moroccan courtyard that I'm super obsessed with, and I kind of like want a house that looks like that someday. But
with
that's
the elephant.
Yeah,
loved it.
But that's completely beside the point. So Maddalena comes in to talk, ish, redeclare war, give them an ultimatum, give them 10 minutes. Like, it was, her intentions were not clear. I'm gonna blame the do-do on that. But she had another one of my favorite moments where she nodded to their, like, it was like, oh, look, we're all together. You know, it's been so many separate storylines this season.
Right.
And I was like, oh, perfect. Yeah, she's perfect. She's perfect. And then Izzy's dad, another one-line zinger, bitches cry cry.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Which they bleeped, which was, made it even funnier, actually.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Oh, man.
He made me laugh a lot in these two
episodes. Oh, yeah. Some good lines.
Yeah. Both of them were hysterical.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All of Isabella's mom's little takes and everything she did with that ladle, just incorrect.
Their teamwork with the kitchenware in the battle was just epic.
Fantastic, right? Like, just so great.
Yeah, I love that.
Maddalena gives Gareth one last chance to come with her, to be dark, to be evil, and he says, no, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fantastic. Yeah. Gareth finally made his return to, you know, the big softy that we know that he really is deep down. He's proved it to us time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
And then in typical musical theater style, we get a reprise. You know, I love a reprise. And it was a reprise of Good Day to Die. And the cliffhanger bit at the end.
That was so perfect.
Can we talk about the cliffhanger bit?
Oh, so good. I just imagine being in a theater and having a big blackout and just laughter. Like, so I laughed out loud. Oh, so good.
My only comfort in that moment was knowing that there was another episode that was going to start right after that, because I was like, that would be the meanest, meanest thing for a show to do.
Well, because that's kind of what they did to us last season-ish, where it just was like, well, nobody gets a happy ending. Right. Hope we come back.
We'll see.
But I just loved that.
Yes.
Or we'll end with a cliffhanger.
Just and to black. Right, we're not even going to finish the end of the, like, the phrase. It's like oh, the no. middle of a note.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, with that great sound effect. Oh, and there was a nice little Game of Thrones nod in that about, actually, like, them all dying. Oh, please, this isn't Game of Thrones. Yeah. I think it was Isabella's mom that
very straight up.
Yep. They were just very honest about, is this the end? No, it's not, stupid. We have one more. We have one more episode. We're all good. No one's dying right now.
Not yet.
No one's dying.
I will say, I also loved Madalena's moment of trying to get Gareth to come with her, and then everybody else being like, no, I'm not going either. No, I'm not going. And then she was like, well, I didn't really invite any of you, but right.
That was okay. Funny. Yeah. That was funny. You weren't invited.
You weren't invited to come.
That's so her. Okay. And I love that it's not just the Dudu that's, like, making her, like, evil. She actually has, like, feelings, and she's fighting. It's not like when Isabella was under, you know, like, a spell, and she was just, like, this totally other person.
Right.
This is actually Madalena, and she actually is fighting with her just wanting to be evil. So I love that. So
she
genuine.
Got a taste of the power, and now she wants more. Any other favorite moments from this episode before we move on to 10? Mm-hmm. I think we hit all the notables.
I think we did.
Episode 10 opens with just the most lovely flashback sequence we could have ever prayed for. A flashback sequence we didn't know we wanted.
Until we had it.
Until we had it, and now I can never let it go.
Yep.
And I'm calling this sequence Little Richard.
Little Richard.
Because, you know, it's on the nose and it's musical. So we have this Richard and Gareth kid flashback where Gareth is basically just protecting bratty little Richard from all of everybody, not just the bullies, just from everyone who clearly doesn't like him, but he scares them into appreciating everything anything. He does. Yeah. Yo, king, blah, blah, blah. Yo, king. It was hilarious. Right. And that kid, what a great match.
By the way, right? How do you do that?
Like, he was perfect.
He was.
Related? I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, perhaps.
Man, so good.
Favorite moment in this, we finally get our nod to Alan Menken right on the nose. I just, the little boy that wants to write a song about it, and he's like, shut up, Menken. Just was so great. It made me so happy. And then Big Richard comes and sort of frightens Little Richard.
Which was unexpected and so enjoyable.
Just fantastic. And he has a duet with his inner child. And I wrote this down as When Will That Day Come, but I don't think that's the correct title because I saw it listed in the episode recap as something different. But the hook was When Will That Day Come?
Yeah.
Which was a beautiful little ditty that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. Definitely did not see that coming.
Touching and heartwarming. But yeah, it was really all about Shut Up, Menken. Sort of made me happy. And then we cut back to our present day. Well, first of all, Richard has to explain the fact that he was doing a duet.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, and they're all watching him the whole time.
Like, just comes out of it. Everybody's staring at him. It's like, oh, come on. I'm making peace.
Yeah.
We're all going to die. It's fine.
Let it out.
Oh, it made me want to have a duet with my inner child.
What would that be like?
I mean, mine would be frightening. I won't scare you all with it. But we come back and we're still stuck in this courtyard waiting for the battle of battles of battles of battles. And Sid shows up, finally makes it back.
That was my favorite thing. Just the army of the second season.
All of them. We got all of our wishes. We got the gays, the pirates, the giants, the dwarves, even Jubilee's backup dancer.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, how well did we predict that?
We did so well. I'm really proud of us.
They're listening.
Yes.
They're listening.
We are actually secretly writing this show as
right,
well.
Yeah. Little did you guys know.
Way after the fact.
You think it's an after show. It's actually a before show.
It's a pre-show.
Yeah.
We're the prequel
before
to Gallivant.
TV.
That's what I'm going to say. When it gets a season 3, I'm going to say, welcome to the Gallivant prequel.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen right now.
And Sid just... I love Luke Youngblood so much because he finds a way to make this extremely slapsticky comedy just so authentic and so in his body. Mm-hmm. And when they all did the bit about, he was like, well, I stopped in for a drink at the Enchanted Forest, not knowing it was, and they were like,
you know.
Okay,
you know.
I knew. which raises the question, did Sid come out?
if he hadn't by that point.
Right? Dot, dot, dot. I'll have to tweet Luke and be like, was this part of your process? Like, was this part of your process? Right. Like, what did it feel like to be representing Gay Sid?
The army.
It made me really happy. Also, the jokes about, you know, we couldn't afford to get any of the actual guest stars from these various episodes, so we just got all the extra.
It was so great. They answered my question before I even had a chance to ask it, because I was like, am I going to see them again?
Right.
Nope.
No.
I would have loved a Sheridan Smith Princess Jubilee return moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
They acknowledged them.
They were like,
the charge.
Right, Kylie Minogue. Those stars were like, we're not going to Morocco two lines in your finale. Sorry. Even though I wish they did.
Yes.
All right. Wormwood takes on the Dudu once again. Now he's got a wand, which is kind of interesting.
It is, and in my opinion, he's holding it the wrong way. Maybe that's the Harry Potter nerd in me, but he's holding it from the smaller end with the bigger end out, and it has a stone in it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel like that's a bejeweled handle. Like,
I totally thought that too.
That's so funny.
Just flip it around.
That's a really good observation. Totally makes sense. I'm with you.
It's just awkward. Like, you're holding the narrow end of the stick.
Right. Oh, yeah. Literally the narrow end of the stick.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So
I guess the magic comes out of the jewel, so I was, you know,
yeah, it's an interesting take on a wand.
Yeah.
Is what I'll say.
Yeah. So we've got all kinds of fighting happening in the next few sequences of the show. We've got the big battle raging on, and then we've got our two isolated fights. We've got, and I had way too much fun with these, we've got a Matabella fight. You're welcome.
Nice.
And we've got a Richwood fight.
Richwood.
Ooh. Yes. Very right? Nice.
Mm-hmm. Right? I was a little too proud of myself, actually. I shouldn't have been. It wasn't that difficult. Isabella Maddalena's fight was everything, because it's like, was finally the, like, to the death match. Like, I loved their cat fight song, but this was like,
so good.
This was the battle.
And battle choreographed so well.
So it well. Was. Can we talk about, in the both of these episodes, Miss Karen David and her, like, swordswomanship?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Was
that
amazing.
Fight combat so sequencing?
Natural.
Just so great. And she posted a behind the scenes. She posted a lot of behind the scenes looks. It was great. If you get a chance and you haven't yet, go to Karen David's Instagram and Twitter, because it's fabulous. But just the work that went into it, and kind of doing it slow-mo and showing how it actually went, and then being able to see it in the set with the battle going on. It was just brilliant.
Yeah. She was fantastic. They both were. I mean, they were giving you fight choreography realness.
Yes.
I was into it. And Richard was just doing much better than I thought he was going to be doing with that sword.
He found his confidence.
He did.
I was like, where did those lessons come from?
I mean, he found it. He dug deep and found it.
Yeah.
Which is why I guess he is the
one
true king to unite them all.
Bobby could see him now.
I mean. But then, at the end of these small battles within the big battle, for me, the most traumatic thing that could possibly happened.
Yeah.
And we thought Tad Cooper was dead.
We did.
We Rest thought that Wormwood killed Tad Cooper, and I lost my bleep.
Right? I was like, did they really do that?
Myself.
Did they really do that? I was like, oh, so they're really going to go Game of Thrones, and they're just going to...
I couldn't even get excited that the sword beautifully fell into a stone, because I was too upset. About Tad Cooper.
Yeah.
And when he picked him up and his little eyes were closed and he wasn't moving. I'm way too invested in Tad Cooper, admittedly so, but it was kind of horrifying.
It was. Because it was the first, what we believed to be, like, on-screen death that we had seen, and it was this sweet little dragon. He's a dragon.
I do believe he is a dragon.
Yep.
And it was just heartbreaking. And Richard, I loved it, because he went from heartbreak to let it fuel his fire and just the anger, and then he takes out Wormwood.
You killed my dragon.
Breaks the wand.
And he's like, dude, I was there. You don't have to keep saying it.
Right. Because he goes, you killed my dragon.
Said it like three times.
Well, and the best was, it came back from commercial. And it like the first line back from commercial was, you killed my dragon.
So good.
That's so great. I watched it on Hulu, so it just went kind of
straight. It went through. Yeah, no, it was hilarious.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And so when that, when the Dudu wand is snapped, all of the zombies are now no longer in control. Which I found fascinating that Dudu, the dark, dark power, is, it's, you can't really control everything about living people, but you can control everything about dead people.
Right.
It's like, what are the rules of this magic? What is this
right?
Dudu?
Can we delve into this?
And I definitely didn't pick it up in the lyric of the Dudu, Dudu, Dudu song.
No.
No explanations.
But anyway, so that, so the army is now, the zombie army that has turned on everyone is now not a threat. Isabella knocks out Maddalena. She actually knocks out a tooth.
She does. Which, girl packs a punch.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of all of this horrific fighting, we finally find out that Tad Cooper is actually alive.
Yes.
His little eyes flutter open.
And it's such a relief.
Oh, I mean, I was distraught for that whole act.
Right.
I guess it was only like 5 minutes of screen time, right. But it felt like an eternity.
Right. Let's get revenge.
But no. Oh. And now roles reverse at the end of this battle, in that Gareth kind of gives Maddalena one last chance to be like, so, yeah, so you want to think about not being evil?
Right? So cute, he calls her Maddie.
Maddie,
yeah.
Cute.
I think that's the first time we've heard that him
yeah.
use that. Which
a great complicated love story.
Yeah, very complicated.
They're perfect.
Yeah, and she even admits that she had love. She looked at him with that line and said, "I had love," but power corrupts, and power was more delicious.
It'll be that much sweeter when they get together in season 3.
Yes.
Hint, hint. Oh, is that what we're writing? We're writing their reunion. Okay.
Yep.
We got some work to do.
Yeah.
We should tell Dan Fogelman. I don't think he knows that we're writing writing on the show. I think when we show up at ABC in the writers' room, he might be like, "What?
A little confused."
Security?
Right. Yeah.
We'll be like, "Don't worry, we have notebooks full."
It's all right. Good. We're good. We're prepared.
We are.
I also love that Maddalena Dudu's out. Like
literally
Dudu.
Yeah.
In a bit of Once Upon a Time referential, Purple Smoke was very Regina.
Yeah,
it was very Regina.
To bring it all back around. And we finally get our happily ever after. After two seasons, we get a happily ever after. It's a miracle. And the song is called A Real Life Happily Ever After, which I thought was hysterical and lovely. And that's when we learn Gallivant's first name is
Gary. Is that short for something?
Nope.
I was hoping it would be short for Gareth.
Yeah, right?
Right.
That would have been
hilarious. Really, this whole time?
This whole time, and Gareth's
okay.
Like,
by the way.
But yes, so we now have a wedding to plan. Wormwood comes doesn't come back to life, but hasn't quite died yet, and just enough to like tell them that it's a busy time of year. Book your venue now.
Wedding awesome. Planner till the end.
Awesome.
Amazing. She's like, well, that's his truth. He plans weddings.
Yep.
He likes to meddle in wars and ruin kingdoms, but number one at his core,
his passion,
wedding planner.
Yep.
He's
yeah. He's J-Lo, not J-Lo Matthew McConaughey movie.
Gets his Jimmy Choo stuck in a sewer.
I mean, that they should have done at least one wedding planner reference.
Oh,
that's my only
so
note.
Perfect. Yeah.
My only note. So we know we're off to plan a wedding for Gallivant and Isabella finally. But Richard needs his happy ending, so he has to stop Roberta from getting on the Southwest boat.
Oh, God.
Okay.
The cat and her chocolate.
This whole sequence was brilliant. The amount of jokes and sight gags that they fit into probably a minute and a half of screen time
it's
was
just so
absolutely
genius.
Brilliant. So he's speeding on his horse to get to the dock gets pulled over by a cop on another horse.
I had no idea how fast I was going.
Gets a ticket. Gets a ticket, then gets back on the horse, then gets to the dock, and it's a red zone, because as we all know, at the airport, you can't park anywhere.
Yeah.
So he's about to get ticket number two. He says, keep the horse. So we have, like, the ultimate romantic comedy chase sequence. It was like the little boy, well, who is now on Game of Thrones, but when he was a little boy in Love Actually, running through Heathrow to get to the girl at the end, like, it was giving me all kinds of shades of, like, British rom-com.
Yes.
And poor Roberta, she's getting on this, I'm calling it the Southwest boat, because there were three boarding zones, just like they do when you take a Southwest flight. At least she was in Group B. She could have been in Group C.
Yep.
That would have been worse. She's in Group B. Before you go to the Island of Spinster, you are handed a cat and a brick of chocolate.
Oh, gosh.
They just prepare you.
Oh, I mean, it was brutal.
It was brutal. Right?
And those women. Okay, I just felt bad because think about what the casting call said all those extras. We need medieval spinsters for a sight gag. Like, and you got that role. Like, that's not a compliment.
Do you know what, though? I actually would have loved being that role. I know.
It would have been fun.
Yeah. It would have been appropriate for myself. I'm halfway there. I've got the cats, got the chocolate.
Oh, I am prepared. Where's my ticket?
But anyway, he gets there in time, and they have this lovely reunion that then turns a little too PDA moment.
It does.
And all the spinsters get really upset.
They're like, really?
They go from all, it was kind of like watching them watch the end of The Bachelor. Like, it was like, oh, I hate you.
Kind of. Yeah. It was very rapid. And then they were like, oh, so we should go. This could get bad.
So they go, Richard and Roberta riding off into the sunset. Mm-hmm. And then we flash forward to Gallivan and Isabella's beautiful wedding.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was so happy to have the monks back.
I was thinking monks.
Weird Al and the monks.
I was like, so we did get someone back, you know?
We did.
We got one star back.
We did, with his hilarious wedding song.
Yes.
Yep.
Really fantastic.
Spot on.
It's a wedding, so you have to do the fashion. Isabella's gown was gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
It was.
The crown headpiece that sort of hung in those little droplets, I was all about.
Thank you.
Joshua looked great in those tight trousers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he
and
did.
His wedding
always.
Pants. Just gonna say it.
Yep.
Just
and his very nice shirt.
Beautifully adorned. He finally got that snood off. His battle snood that he wore all season.
Very true.
We finally got rid of it. So we finally got our lovely wedding and our monks singing. Mm-hmm. And then bringing it all the way back around full circle for this season, we get the reprise of a new season at the end with the monks. My favorite part of this, though, had to have been when Sid gets a line and he's singing and he realizes that he's singing an actual line in a group number, and he gets so excited that he says, oh my god, they gave me a line.
And it cuts. It's so great.
I died. Again, Luke Youngblood, we love you. You're fantastic.
You are.
So that lovely new season reprise out of the wedding was just delightful. Gave me all the feels. But we have a few. Well, the one big cliffhanger, like the good kind of cliffhanger, the like season three kind of cliffhanger.
Yes.
Maddalena has this like Star Wars sequence. That's what I'm calling it, because she's going to like to this Dark Lord to complete her training in the to-do. They're giving you like this Empire Strikes Back kind of theme underneath it.
Yep.
She's got slicked back
hair. I mean, she looks fierce.
Well, she does, but she needed to accessorize more.
She did.
She did.
So apparently the Dark Lord is not just a to-do master, but he's a
fashion.
What do they call him? Fashion consultant.
Yes, fashion consultant. So we had an evil wedding planner, and now we have an evil fashion consultant.
I love it.
It's perfect. Well, see, and that's what I'm so glad that they did not show us who it was.
Yeah. Because I hope it's Jean Hamm.
Oh, my God. Jean Hamm.
Jean
Hamm. That would be amazing. So that's a big, you know, open plot right there that could be explored beautifully next season. But the most important thing of all was where this season ended, and that was with the revelation that is Tad Cooper, the giant dragon.
Yes!
I mean...
So satisfying.
That was
so
the satisfying. Greatest line, I think, to end on, is just the zoom in on Timothy's face as Richard, and I have a dragon.
I love that. So he says to Roberta, like, it's time to feed... Or Roberta says it's time to feed Tad Cooper. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, cute, whatever.
Yep.
Marriage.
Thank you, little thing. Yeah, right.
And they're taking care of their pet. But then Richard brings a sheep outside.
Yeah.
And I love, in true Gallivant fashion, like, we didn't CG a dragon. Like, no. Yeah. Everything's practical on this show.
Yeah.
We don't do CG.
I love it.
So it's just you see the fire reflected in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we know that Tad Cooper has grown into a big, beautiful... Well, we don't know if it's beautiful, but I'm sure he's beautiful.
I'm going to choose to believe that he's
beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah. And so the end of the season, Tad Cooper, star of the season.
Yeah. Right? He did a lot of growing.
So now that we've gone to the end of our two episodes, we should sort of recap, like, the season. Thoughts. What were our favorite moments? That we don't have any least favorite moments, I don't think, because we are all such super fans of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, these two episodes were my favorite episodes. Like, and I'm not just saying that because they were the end. Like, literally, from music to battle to choreography to humor, it had it all for me.
Yeah.
You guys?
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. They went by so quickly, too. Yeah. I felt like I just blinked and the first one was over. I was like, seriously? Really? Okay. We're going to black out. And I was so happy to have another one. And sad that the season was over, because the season was so much stronger than the first season, I felt.
Like, yeah. No, overall. They definitely built on what they started, exactly. Which is fantastic.
And I think you can only improve, when you do it well, you can only improve from having a single storyline in season one to diverging into multiple storylines. And then the way that they ended all of those storylines at the end was just so beautifully done that it's really hard to find any fault
in
it. So they should probably renew it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And I want them to release them all on Blu-ray so that we can just watch it like one big long movie.
Oh, yes.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are so good about picking these stories up like right where they are from week to week, you know, that it would I feel like if you watched them all in a row, it would just feel so cinematic.
Yeah.
I feel like if I watched them all in a row, I would lose 5 pounds from laughing.
Yes. Best ab workout ever.
It is. Right? I come out with a 6-pack and be like, what'd you do? I watched Gallivant, guys. It's fine.
Oh my gosh, we should make a YouTube workout video. The Gallivant workout.
Done.
Maybe Karen will teach us some of her
that
would be so
sword
great.
Play.
We can
incorporate that. Yes.
Yes. This is going to be
I like this. This is a good plan. Look out for it.
Yes.
Coming soon to YouTube. The people.
So we're writing season 3 and we're also working on a new show.
The people who are watching this right now must be like, they have lost it.
They're too emotionally attached.
Yeah.
We are, and we're okay with it.
Yep.
Okay. And hopefully if you're watching this, you are too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So even though it's the season finale, I'm still going to say it. We need some predictions. Let's just predict into season 3.
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. So, starting with Gallivant and Isabella, they're on some beachside, you know, location, some gorgeous, happily ever after. It's not going to last. It can't last.
Oh, no.
No. He's not going to write poems, and she's not just going to have kids.
Right.
I feel like he's going to start out writing poems and then not be good at it at all. Like, he'll try to sell them. And it's just not
He's a terrible poet.
Yeah. And then they're going to get an urgent letter of some sort, and they'll have to go on another adventure.
Hmm. Probably starts drinking again. I mean,
oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Gets that beer belly back maybe a little bit.
What else is there to do on
a married life? I mean, you know.
You know.
Remember?
He's if retired. You're not out fighting and gallivanting around, you know.
Then you just become Gary.
You're just Gary. You're just Gary. You're just a dad with a dad bod.
Yeah.
Gary. All right. Richard and Roberta, thoughts? Happily ever after for them?
Yeah, with their dragon, maybe.
I think so. They have a dragon. I don't know how you cannot be happy.
Okay, I've thought too hard about this.
Okay.
I've decided that Tad Cooper is going to get angry at something or someone.
Oh, God.
And accidentally burn them. or it or whatever it is, and it starts a conflict.
Ah, okay.
And Richard has to, like, step up to the plate and, like, be the one king to continue uniting them all. Okay. I feel like he has a long road to hoe, and I think it's going to be Tad Cooper's fault, even though Tad Cooper is my one true love.
I mean, we see that in Game of Thrones, you know?
Right?
Daenerys has her issues when her dragons are eating up babies and children.
So, right? Yes. I think there might be a mishap. Totally. A Tad Cooper mishap that could cause a conflict.
I would like to see Richard go back to the town that became a democracy and like, talk about how he's the one true king and try to get them on his side. And
where he has to go to a town hall meeting and actually have an election. He has to, like, get himself elected.
As the one true king.
That would be hilarious. Okay.
Go back I to love the unicorn. That.
I love, although the unicorn is kind of not going to be playing with
That's
Richard anymore because he and Roberta have had plenty of relations. I'm going to keep it classy.
Is it terrible? I think maybe it's the unicorn the dragon will take out.
Oh, no. Oh, hey. That'd be something to start a conflict about. That's to do. Speaking of to do, is Madalena becoming Darth Vader? Because I think the answer is yes.
I think so.
I would love to see it. Yes. I want to see it.
She's already got the black gown down. Mm-hmm. She's accessorized with the little, and it was a square thing, like Darth Vader's little button console.
Ooh, true.
I'm telling you.
It was good.
I want to know who the Dell is. That's what they called it. The Dell.
The Dell.
Yeah. Dark Evil Lord. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Dark Evil Lord. What if it's Adele?
Right. That's at first I was like, did they say that? No.
And Madalena walks in. We just pick up right where it left off. Madalena walks in and she goes, hello.
And an epic it's number. Me. Oh, love that.
Oh, goodness.
I'm all about
okay.
it.
That's, I've gone off the rails. who else do we have? Oh, Chef and Gwyn. Are they going to stay in their hut? It didn't get destroyed. Are they going to stay in rural Hortensia?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Maybe.
They seem happy. There seems to be enough bugs and grime and you know, all the things they like.
Exactly.
And, you know, now that Isabella has married Galavan and gone off, he could always go appeal to little Prince Harry.
Oh, that's right.
And be the chef again.
True.
That's true.
If ever they needed it. I know they didn't really want that lifestyle, but
they're not about that
life.
If they're feeling nostalgic a little.
Yeah.
Indeed.
A little throwback.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And what about Cid and Gareth?
Yes.
Cid and Gareth. Yeah. Well, now they left that wide open for them to be out on an expedition together.
I love that they put them together.
Yeah. You
know, it was a new pairing. Yeah. Wasn't expecting that.
It was good.
Yeah.
I liked them together.
Mm-hmm. It was. It shows how much they bonded over the time that Cid was kind of serving Gareth of, like, there's no one else I would ask to go on this adventure with me. And then it's kind of like, because everybody else is in a relationship, and you're just the only other single one right now, and we're going after my lady. But at the same time, it's a very sweet romance moment.
It is nice.
They're both very loyal characters. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
They'll work all together. Hopefully.
I like it. I like it. Maybe we're going to have, like, a little Luke and Obi-Wan moment. I have to continue making the Star Wars reference because they were so heavy-handed with, as I thought they were, with Madalena. So maybe that's where that's going.
Yes.
Is that maybe there's a light side of Dudu. The good Dudu, the light magic. Because, I mean, in a world where magic is prevalent, there can't just be dark magic.
Yeah.
Would it be Lulu?
Lulu. Oh, my God.
Lulu.
That's what it is.
Ugh. That's we're just writing season 3, you guys.
Oh, man. Good session, you guys.
That was great.
Session.
I feel really good about all of those predictions.
Right? Really great brainstorming.
We got this all recorded, right?
We got this all down. Yep. I had voice memo on the whole time.
I mean, there's so many nerdy puns and homages that haven't yet been tapped.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just need
so many
to keep
things.
Going.
Mm-hmm. Other musicals to reference.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, so much musical theater to make fun of.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Ooh, maybe they'll bring in some Wicked with the new
I would love
evil stuff
some
in.
Wicked.
Yes.
I would love some Wicked
Defy
spoofs.
Some gravity.
I mean, that would be amazing.
Please?
Well, thank you both. This has been an amazing season.
Thank you.
Yes.
So appreciate it. Remind the people where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at @Michelle_Cullen.
You can find me on Twitter at @Susanna_Kim, on Instagram at @SusannaKim.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @BlakeMciver with a V. And this has been such a fun season. Thank you so much. And from all of us, including Jackie, who couldn't be with us tonight, we thank you so much for joining us on AfterBuzz's Galavant After Show. Thanks, you guys, and hopefully we'll see you for season 3.
Bye.
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 From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.